No.
Yeah.
They would be the center of attraction. Not that I wanted to be the center of attraction, but I wouldn't be noticed in here.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah.
At least. Well, okay, say you're going to have a set this weekend. What would y'all do? Sit around and talk and laugh and, or what else?
Well.
Does it usually include drinking?
For the Alkers, they drink. For the weed heads, they smoke weed. If you got some that want to indulge in snips, what we call snorting instead of sniffing coke, that's their business, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
There are people who just come to the set just to eat.
Yeah.
Usually, most of the sets that I go on start after 12, between 12 and 2, and people will end up leaving 5, 6, and the stragglers who can't make it might leave at 11 o'clock the next day. And it's sort of a friendly type thing, whereas if people, whatever, say for instance, if it's at my house, which rarely ever there's anything given at my house, one reason is that I don't think that too much social entertainment should be done in the arena where your children are. One thing is that you cannot depend on individuals to be to inhibit their action just because your family's there, and you might get insulted about it and you lose a friend.
Yeah.
So keep that sort of a situation down. I just don't engage in too much entertainment at home.
Mm-hmm.
Those persons that do are usually single. Either they might be a married couple with no children.
Mm-hmm.
So then you can gauge the activities that I just don't think that you mix family and your social thing together that much.
Mm. What else would you call it besides a set?
Well, it's a party.
Yeah. Party's just not as close, it's not as close friends, is that?
No, parties are usually more formal. You might go there and meet people, and you, like I said, you're just restricted to the party. I would think that an individual would be restricted some way or another at most parties because there's that front you have to keep up. And then you're dealing with the unfamiliar, and people are less prone to be themselves when they're around a group of people that they don't know. And most parties do bring strangers together.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, what various names do you have for music records?
Music records.
Yeah.
Platters.
Okay.
Sides. Tunes. I think that's most colloquial terms that we might use would be platters, sides, and tunes.
Yeah. Does that refer specifically to a kind of music like jazz or rock or whatever? Or can it be any kind of music?
It can be any kind of music. I think a good usage of side would be, hey man, did you hear that side by the OJs? The response might be that was a cold tune. Another usage of tune would be, have you heard the new tune that the old J's have? They put out some hip platters.
Uh-huh.
You know,
uh-huh.
So...
what kind of music do you like?
My music appreciation is varied. It goes anywhere from chamber music to hard rock and blues.
Uh-huh.
I have a deep appreciation for the music art, and I think it's something that's beautiful and it's a matter of expression. I often wondered how did some people only listen to one type music.
Yeah.
I always felt like an individual who could only appreciate one music, his life was a little bit imbalanced. And it really is. Particularly the moods of music. You have